You're listening to the Shopify Solutions Podcast, a podcast for Shopify store owners that brings you concrete examples on how to build and grow your e-commerce business. My name is Scott Austin, and I have an e-commerce agency named Jade Puma. In this podcast, I'll share my e-commerce insights and best practices with you. Hey, Scott Austin here. And this episode is going to have an accompanying video. So if you're listening to the audio version, feel free to listen through. And if you liked what you heard, go back into the show notes and click on the link to the video when you have time to sit down and watch the video. Now, our topic this episode is going to be about product recommendations. Let me be clear what I mean about product recommendations. I mean an element on the product page that promotes other products than the product in the product page. Now, this is a very common scenario on Amazon, where a lot of people get most of their information about a shopping experience. So as an example, if I search for unbreakable wine glasses on Amazon, and most people start their shopping experiences on Amazon through a search, because their product catalog is so large, it's actually hard to navigate through all their navigation menus to find what you're looking for. So most people start their shopping experience with a search. And in my search for unbreakable wine glasses, I get over 1,000 results. It doesn't tell me the total number, but I'm sure it's even a lot more than 1,000. Because Amazon has tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, of products in their catalog. As I click on this search page, and I have, you know, dozens of results to look at, there's very few tools on that search page to allow me to figure out which of all those thousands of products is the right one for me. There are some filters, but they're really not that good to narrow down. So when I go into a product page, this is why Amazon is dedicating so much of their product page to recommending other products, because they don't have confidence that the shopper has gotten to the right product page, because there's not a lot of tools higher up from the product page for the shopper to use to determine what is the right product for them. On any given product page on Amazon, for anybody who's been there, which is most people in America by now, and most people around the world for that matter listening to this podcast, so much of a product page on Amazon is now dedicated to other products. Sometimes it's half of the page dedicated to merchandising other products that Amazon sees as related to the product you're on. So right now, as I'm looking at an unbreakable wine glass, I see probably 40 or 50 other unbreakable wine glass products promoted on this page in multiple areas throughout the page. So you would think that for a Shopify store, a really good practice would be to follow this Amazon best practice of heavily promoting other products on the product page. But it's my personal belief that the exact opposite is true. Very rarely should you be promoting related products on your product page. And the reason for that is the things that are true for Amazon are not true for you as a typical Shopify store owner. A couple things that are true for Amazon is that it has tens of or hundreds of millions of products. No Shopify store has that kind of product catalog. Another thing is true for Amazon is they have an unbelievable amount of data points. They have hundreds of millions of customers, billions and billions of transactions, so they have lots of data on which to drive their recommendation engine. Very few Shopify stores have a high enough volume of transactions to get good recommendations data. Another thing for Amazon is that they're not an expert in the product category that we're talking about. So in this category that I'm looking at right now of unbreakable wine glasses, they're not going to be an expert about what's important about unbreakable wine glasses. So they won't have really good filters on the collection pages. They won't have good choices that the customer can make in their shopping experience to narrow down the funnel to the right product for them. Now, you as a Shopify store owner have a much smaller catalog, a much more focused catalog, and you should be an expert in your shopping category. And you should design a website that is a much better conversion funnel, a much better decision-making funnel than Amazon ever could, because they don't have the intimate knowledge of the product vertical like you do. And another thing that's true in Shopify stores that isn't true in Amazon stores is that the navigation experience becomes a useful shopping experience. As I said already, in Amazon, it's mostly done through searches, and there's a lot of searches done on Shopify stores also, but that navigation experience or the browse shopping experience is also really important. And if you build that out properly, people are going to make a decision at a time from page to page to collection to product, so that by the time they get to a product, you should have confidence and the customer should have confidence that they're on the right product page. And if they're on the right product page, we don't want to be distracting them with other products and confusing that confidence they have on the product that they're looking at. So all those reasons are reasons that I don't like putting recommended products onto the product page. Now that said, there's always exceptions to the rule. So let's go over those exceptions, and I'll give you some examples from clients of mine and real implementations that we've done with recommended products on the product page. There's a couple different scenarios where recommended products are appropriate for most of my clients and Shopify stores in general. And I'd put those into two big buckets. The first one is going to be complementary products. And the second one is going to be upselling. So let's talk about that first one here with a client of mine named Ortho Bracing. Now, Ortho Bracing sells cold therapy machines. And one complementary product for cold therapy machines is ice packs. Because in a cold therapy machine, you're putting ice into the machine and it's cooling water that flows through pads that helps you heal from surgery. So instead of putting fresh ice in every time, you could just buy ice packs, freeze the ice packs, put them into the cold therapy machine, and that way it's easier for you to have fresh ice every time that you're running your cold therapy process. So on a cold therapy machine, a really natural recommended product is these ice packs. But what we did for Ortho Bracing was we did some custom code instead of just a recommended product section. Most themes come with a recommended product section, and we'll talk about that in a little bit in this episode. But in that recommended product section, you're separating out, if you want to add that product to the cart, it's a separate decision from the product on the product page that you're on. Or you're going off to that separate product and you're losing your connection to the product that you are on. So we did for Ortho Bracing, it's sort of like a bundling app. We did it programmatically by editing the code in the theme though. And that gave us tighter control over the experience than if we'd brought in a third-party app, which has its own rule set. And what we did is we defined a couple meta fields for the bundled product. And if those meta fields exist, we show the content in the product form. Where if you're on a cold therapy machine product page, you'll see frequently bought together promotion right above the add to cart button that says, hey, you can get universal reusable ice cubes or the universal reusable ice bag packs. And you could pick the size that you wanted, a 4-pack or an 8-pack, and you could see the price. And if you check the box on that, what we have in our code is if you hit the add to cart button, it'll add both the product from the product page and the option that you picked, the ice pack option that you picked, to the cart at the same time. So one add to cart click puts two products into the cart. And as I said, what we have is meta fields. So at the product level, if you go into the Shopify admin and you go to the any product page, you scroll down to the bottom of the meta fields, you can select what the bundled products are to show on that product form in the product page. And if those meta fields are blank, then we don't show a promotion. So that's a nice way to have complementary products that people can easily add, sort of like a bundle, to their order. Now, it does take some code customization to get it done, but it's not that heavy a code customization. So for my next example, I'm going to use Chama Valley Meat Co. And what they have is an upsell product recommendation. So they have a lot of products. They're selling meats, beef, and yak. And they also sell those products in bundles. So one of the times that I like to add product recommendations is when the Shopify store has bundles that include products. So on a given page, for instance, New York strip steak for beef, if you scroll down on that product page, you'll see the bundles including this strip steak. And it shows two bundles, the Farmhouse Kitchen Box number 3 and the Farmhouse Kitchen Box number 4. And that way, we're letting customers know that the product that they're on is actually also available in a bundle, and they can save money if they purchase the bundle. Now, this implementation I did using the Shopify's free app, Search and Discovery, which allows you to have product recommendations. And it helps you manage the Shopify's product recommendation algorithm. Now, what I do in that situation is I turn off the auto generation of recommendations. As I mentioned earlier, most Shopify stores don't have enough data, whether it's customers coming to the website or the total volume of sales, or the having more than one product in the cart when they place their order, all those different data elements, there's usually not enough in most Shopify stores to get good automatic product recommendations from the Shopify algorithm. So I turn off the auto-generated recommendations, and we just leave it to manual recommendations. So in the search and discovery app, I can go to the recommendations section, bring up the product that I want to add a recommendation for, and then it allows me to search the product catalog and find the product that I want to add as an upsell. And you can have more than one product, and the theme section will allow you to display the more than one product. I previously was showing two products in the upsell, and now I've just saved a third product as an upsell bundle also. And if I go back to my website and refresh it, all three products will show up, and then the customer can see all the different bundle options they have for that product. One of the small challenges with this is most themes have a section that automatically shows the product recommendations, but it assumes that you're always going to have a product recommendation for every product. And if you have auto-generated recommendations on, that is actually true. But if you're using the logic that I like to use, where we're only going to manually add recommendations for products and you turn off auto-generation, then you're going to have to go into that section code and edit the code a little bit so that it doesn't show the title for that section if there are no manual product recommendations that you've added through the app. That's a small edit in the Liquid code. It's not too hard to do, and it's worth doing to get the high-quality, only manual recommendations showing up on the site and not doing the auto recommendations. So in my third example, it's with Youth and Earth, who sells nutritional supplements out of the UK. And what we're doing for them is just like with Chama Valley, we're upselling on the product page bundles that include that product. But we didn't want to use the section that came with the theme. So what we ended up doing is implementing it with our own section that we custom built, and we powered it with meta fields instead of the recommendation engine. So in this case, we have to go to the product in the Shopify admin, scroll down to the meta field section where we've already created a definition for bundles, which allows one or more products to be selected, and we can just add products to that meta field, and our code is done in such a way that if that meta field's blank, it doesn't show any content on the product page. But if the meta field has products assigned to it, it'll show those products so the customer can then know which bundles include the product that they're looking at. And my last example is a little bit more of a complex one. It's with a company called The Game Steward. And what they sell is Kickstarter board games. So what'll happen, as you know, anybody who's used Kickstarter will know, if you support a Kickstarter, there'll be multiple reward levels. These guys are backing Kickstarters that include board games, and they might buy 100 of each of the versions that are available in that Kickstarter to help that game get over their Kickstarter threshold. And then they're reselling those to their customers down the road. So one game could have 3 or 4 different versions for all those different Kickstarter levels that were available. And sometimes games will have multiple runs that they'll do, or episodes or versions over time. So we have this concept here of what we call franchises. So if I click on a game called Zombicide, what we've done is we've created a taxonomy inside of our store, in that this product that I'm looking at right now is actually called Marvel Zombies : Clash of the Sinister Six. We don't display the colon on the product page, and it actually looks like there's two lines. You know, the franchise is what we call Marvel Zombies, that's before the colon, and then the product title, Clash of the Sinister Six, is after the colon. We break that out into two separate lines. But we use this as a way to identify that a game is in a franchise. So if we have a colon in the product title, we know that the game is in a franchise. And then in code, we do a second check, and that is to see if a collection exists with that franchise name. So we take the text string from before the colon and see if we have a collection that has that same name. And if we do, we say, A, the game is part of a franchise, and B, that franchise collection exists. Therefore, show franchise promotions on that product page. So the first place we show franchise promotions is right below the Add to Cart button. And what we say is shop all Marvel Zombie games. So we look at the franchise name, we insert that in there, and we let them know that, hey, there's more than one game in this franchise. You can look at them all to make sure you're getting the right version of the game that you're looking for. And if I click on that link, it takes me to the Marvel Zombies collection, and I can see there's 14 games that are available in that franchise collection, and there's also two games that are out of stock. And then there's a second place on the product page where we allow customers to see what those different game versions in that franchise are, and that is down at the bottom of the page. We have another Marvel Zombies, or the franchise name promotion, and it's more of a product grid displaying some of the top games that are in that franchise. So twice on that page, we're allowing the customer to know that, hey, this game's part of a franchise, and you can look at the other options that are available within that franchise. So to do this, we had to put in custom code for both of those promotions on the product page. We also had to come up with that taxonomy of using the colon in the product title and making sure that we had collections that exactly matched what was before the colon in the product title, the franchise name. And that's a little bit of a manual work that we had to put in place and, you know, enforce manually, because there's no tool inside of Shopify to do that. Once you're matching that text string for the franchise in the product title and in the collection, it works out really, really well. And that allows customers to cross-navigate throughout the experience without getting lost on the context of the franchise that they were looking at. So those are four implementations of product recommendations on the product page that I've done for clients of mine. And a quick summary of, you know, my recommendation for product recommendations is you do them when you have complementary products that are really tightly tied to the product that people are looking at, or when there's a good upsell opportunity, like for bundles or the franchises, that you want to make people aware of the other options they have for this product. Hopefully that helps you understand how you should be thinking about product recommendations in your Shopify store. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Shopify Solutions Podcast with Scott Austin. This podcast is brought to you by Jade Puma, a Shopify-focused agency located in San Diego, California. If you like what you heard, please leave a review and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.